Blog Talk Radio.
It's your girl, Lady Libra.
It's your girl, Diamond.
Yeah, it's your boy, DJ Trouble John.
It's word G.
It's sweet.
And your boy, Big Baby.
What's up, world? What's up, ATL? It's your girl, Lady Libra, a.k.a. DJ Hell No. Hell No, I don't know what I'm doing. Hell No, hell no, hell no, I don't know what I'm doing. But I bet you I make this shit work.
It's word G, word G, it's word G, word G.
It's Baby Sweet.
It's your girl, Lady Libra.
Yeah, she might be the trouble time.
It's your girl, Diamond.
It's word G.
And Baby Sweet and Big Baby.
Hello, world. It's your girl, Diamond. Diamond. You're one and only ghetto super bitch.
It's Lady Libra in the cut.
It's the cut, baby.
It's Lady
Trouble
John. Hot radio. Hey. Hot radio.
Let's go
to the street.
Bring
to your sheet. To your sheet. We bring nothing but that motherfucking
heat. This is your Diamond. You're one and only ghetto super bitch.
From your street.
Pippin sweet.
To your sheet. To your sheet. We bring nothing but that motherfucking heat.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, too. It's going down.
Finally.
Everybody get their therapy.
I'm so proud of you.
What's up, world? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, the world can hear you.
Because something's wrong with the system over here. And it's not my perception. It's something really wrong with it. Did the outstanding intro play?
I didn't hear it.
Diamond, did you hear it?
Yeah.
Also, it did play?
Yeah.
Was it delayed?
No, it played and it went off another song. Sound like it was saying, come on, but it didn't.
You sound like you high. Or is that my perception?
That's probably your reality. Your perception
is
unreality.
What's up, world? What's up, ATL? It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through your motherfucking speaker. And welcome to Therapy Thursday. It's going down. Y'all get your therapy, get you something to drink, get you something to smoke, get your bitch in your hand, get your nigga in your hand, put the dick in your mouth, that motherfucker sit on your face. Whatever you got to do to get yourself right. You know what I'm saying? Because we're going to get you your therapy tonight. That's my Perception Thursday. Now, I don't know if I want to start off with this.
Go ahead.
Just breathe. Well, it's not my perception that it's going down next month, because it really is going down next month. It's your girl, Lady Libra.
DJ Trouble John.
Fire the energizer bunny.
This word G.
The number top night.
Give me sweet.
Diamond.
Big baby. Ha, 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 ha,
ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha,
ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha,
you know what I'm saying? And it's going down, y'all.
Out of the 2nd, out of the 16th, and out of the
30th. Tell
them what we're going to do, Trapper
John.
Yeah, I check it, man. Check it. It's going down. The first annual Hot Talk Millennium.
Celebrate the many accomplishments of 2012. Make sure y'all come turn up.
Celebration series.
And legends.
Going legends.
This is Sports Bar Grill. 5851 Muscleton Road. Junior City Joe, 30349. Doors open at 8. Don't be late. Because
super beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable women of the world. Because it's going down in a major way. Yeah.
Check it, man. Check it.
You know I've been famous as a book of food stamps.
Hot Talk Radio.
Was that my perception or is it the truth?
Definitely going down in a major way.
Is it my perception or is Big Baby the truth?
Baby, beast on that shit.
But that may be your perception, though.
Yeah, or it might be my reality.
Oh. Shout out to the Super Bitch Reality Show.
You hear me?
Now, let me enlighten the world on the definition time for today. Perception means your understanding. So, I'm going to let Trapper John give his perception of me.
Oh, hell. I just did. Oh, hell.
That's your understanding of me.
That's my understanding. That's what I come to. That's the conclusion I come to. Hell. Oh, hell. Yeah.
Just enlighten them so they can understand what perception means, because there's a lot of people that's confused and misinterpreting things, putting out rumors about people, saying things when it's all a matter of perception. When
it's
I woke up one day and realized that life was just a matter of perception, I decided to start living. Anyone of y'all care to expound on that? Class is a perception.
Well, of course, you know. One man, you know, how one person sees something is not always the truth. You know what I'm saying? To me, you know, the ass can look middle, but to somebody else it could be big. You know what I'm saying? To one man, pussy might be deep, and to another, pussy might be, you know, not so deep, or it might be wet. I'm just saying, it's just a perception. I mean, it's just about your experience. I mean, it's about you. I mean, hey, For some people, 1 + 1 = 2, and for others, it's 4.
Yeah,
that's
math. That's not perception. That has an exact science to it.
Wow. Well, you're right. Math isn't an exact science, but some people get the science twisted. I mean, some people
count,
you know what I'm saying? When they start counting from 1. They don't count from 0, but 0 is a number. Yeah, it's like 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Some people say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You know what I mean?
So it's a matter of perception.
Exactly. How you perceive the mathematical system, you know what I mean? Since it is an exact science, but what's your science might not be the science for everybody else. You know what I mean? Some people cook their crack differently. Some people put baking soda, some people put, you know.
Well, how do you cook yours?
I don't cook crack, but I'm just saying.
I mean, because you expounding on the subject. I mean, this crack 101.
I mean, it's all about perception. But one nigga say they get out and one nigga say they ain't. So it's all about perception. Everything is about your personal experience.
Okay.
So you have any personal experiences that you want to share with the world?
And don't shit on nobody's perception because your perception is something different. Your perception is your perception. Their perception, shout out to what I'm drinking. Their perception is their fucking perception. You can't get mad at what they have had experience with. Let me break this shit down to you. A person invited me to a function. They told me it was going to be laughs. Hold on. I promised I wasn't going to drink nothing, but I couldn't help myself because Trapper John was boring me. So I had to do something. But that's not perception. He might not have been boring to y'all. He was boring me. So anyway, I was invited to an event. And at this particular event,
who invited you somewhere, first of all, I wouldn't invite your ass nowhere.
Nigga, I am everywhere. What are you talking about?
I'm everywhere. You ain't nowhere. and then Swerve said you ain't never there.
Well, that's Swerve's perception. That's his understanding. That's his take on things. That's how he bases up on what he's seen in life.
All right, so go ahead. Somebody invited you somewhere, and go ahead.
They invited me somewhere, and they told me that the event was going to be catered. It was going to be drinks. Very posh. When I get there, they served a bucket of Hunt's Punch and an aluminum foil tray of wings. I was shunned up some.
All right.
Did that person lie to me? No.
Hell nah.
That was their perception. I ain't asked your ass nothing because you about to tell everybody it was you. You about to let them know it's you.
It probably was. Because I will feed the nigga a bucket of wings real fast.
See?
Yeah.
See, world, this is why Trapper John is not in charge of events at Hot Talk Radio. Because his perception is that of a child. Somebody who hasn't seen anything better. See, if you haven't seen anything, you have nothing to compare it to. That's why they tell you, you can't miss nothing you never had. If you have never had a successful, stress-free relationship, then why are you fussing and, you know, carrying on with the niggas? Because you have nothing to compare with. But once you taste the glory, I'm going to
shun those. Oh, so you're saying one thing they got with me. Oh, Lord. Yeah, you're right.
Once you got with Hot Talk Radio, you knew wasn't no turning back. Oh, glory. Woo. See, I had to, in turn, stop being upset with people and realize they weren't lying. Because, you know, people quickly say, they lied about this. They told me they was going to give me a whole page. They didn't tell you they was going to give you an entire page by yourself. They told you they was going to put you on a page. They didn't say you was going to be on that page by yourself. That was your perception of it. You know what I'm saying? That's why you ask questions, get understanding. Because that's another word for perception. Get an understanding from both sides Because what you might deem a page, that's not what they might have been describing to you. Papa John didn't tell me that when he came on Hot Talk Radio, we're so hot in here. He didn't tell me that he was, you know, wanted to be with me. That was y'all perception. He gonna be on Hot Talk Radio. He won't let me leave him. That was y'all perception. He just wanted to be a part of something that was, you know, grand. And to be honest, really, everybody should want to be a part of something that's positive. You know, I understand that the way we deliver our sermons is a bit on the rough side. But however, that's how y'all like it. Y'all like it raw. Y'all like it rough. Now I'm trying to figure out when Diamond gonna say something, because she the main motherfucker. I always tell somebody ignore her. That's our perception. Because why keep a motherfucker off mute that ain't saying shit? I'm like, shut
up. Why would I be rude while you talking? I mean, you doing your thing.
Because, see, I just be, you know what I'm saying, saying what needs to be said, but at any given time, when you ready to bless the world with your perception of a topic, do you, boo? By all means, proceed. Help them to understand that everybody not lying to them. It's just their perception. Because I'm getting a lot of reports that people are upset with certain people in certain positions because their perception of whatever it was they were, you know, that they were discussing was not that of the other party. So really, at that point, the other party did not lie to you. That was your perception. Diamond?
What? I'm all in the computer right now.
See what I'm saying? See, Chapter John? Now, she just said, if I wasn't saying that, she'd say something. So, see, that's her perception. Let me tell y'all something, world. And I'm going to put her on mute because I ain't even going to let her respond. Diamond's perception is that she knows how to talk. That's her perception. She don't talk. She doesn't talk. Diamond's perception is that she is actually on here contributing to the conversation when actually Diamond is enjoying the hell out of what's going on. Now, in a minute, if me and Trapper John go to DJ battling, she get more excited than our audience.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And that's not no perception. That's not damn true.
Let's go, y'all. I know you'd rather be on Hot Talk right now. Hot Talk Radio. Why DJ Trump John? DJ Gale. Oh. DJ Hell No. Let's go.
Okay then, what it do, man? It's your boy Magnon P.I. Mr. Southside, man. You know we up in here, man, trying to keep it cracking like a broke back. Hot Talk Radio, what it do, what it does, man. Y'all know y'all my partner them. To the end. Hey, we ride. Trap, what up? Lady Libra, what up? Hey, man, let's get their money, man. 2012, we shout out. Run around with that Nina. You already know what time it is. White Madden, P.I., Mr. Southside. Okay, then. All right, all right. Okay, okay.
Drum major.
You looking real good, baby. Yes, you is. I just want you to know I had a wonderful time with you. Yes, I did. Feel unfortunate to be. I guess this is part of the story where we tell each other good night. Nah. How about this? How about I break all the rules? Tell you what I really did think that better.
Girl, you got a big old laugh and bold legs and fine hair and all the shit that I want.
Sexy motherfucker,
I'm acting like you want it right now.
Let me even know
if we gon' fuck tonight. My dick is getting rough, are we holding my gun? There's gonna be some fucking tonight.
Take your panties off
and clean them things up to the side.
Let me even know
if we gon' fuck tonight.
Good pussy will bring the freak out you. But if you eat it and don't get cheated, the first offer beat the brakes off her. No sense to half-stepping. Get serious, get the titties sucking like foot rubbing and ass grabbing. I eat that pussy ass backwards. A few strokes with his long warm tongue should make that pussy calm. So much for round one. I spend a whole round two and back of you. Sticking moves, sticking moves.
You got a big old laugh and both legs and fine hair. And all the shit that I want.
Sexy motherfucker,
I'm acting like you want it right now.
Let me even know
if we gon' fuck tonight. My dick is getting up, oh my god. There's gonna be some fucking tonight.
Take your panties off
and pull them things off to the side.
Let me even know
if we gon' fuck tonight.
I need a real man, I'm sick of playing with little boys. I'm trying to explore more like hot oils and sex toys. I can't keep faking. Man, I'm so backed up and I can't eat. I can't sleep. My knees weak and my feet shaking. I need a real nigga to come save me. One who pamper me and bathe me and make me want to swallow his baby. Talk that thug shit while he fuck me crazy. From the back or in the bus, I'm like, fuck me, baby. Fuck me, baby.
And all the shit that I want.
Sexy motherfucker.
I'm acting like you want it right now.
Let me even know
if we gon' fuck tonight. My dick is getting rough, oh my god. There's gonna be some fucking tonight.
Take your panties off
and pull them things off to the side.
Let me even know
if we gon' fuck tonight.
All that matters is I can get you wetter in, suck you, fuck you better than any other nigga can. I specialize in multi orgasms, get rid of back spasms, and do it all without Viagra. I'll fuck you all night, make you sleep all day, treat you to breakfast, then eat you for breakfast. I know, baby, I'm so unselfish, but you love it. And besides, I'm a freak, so I can't help it. All I need is an old slow song, one cold shot of Patron to see you walk around me in a stone. And it'll be on before the chorus come back on. You'll be leading and I'll be ad-libbing, and we'll be singing our damn song. And just like the first time we made each other calm, when we sucked and fucked each other and taste each other calm. No soul alive can erase what we've done, and all our hardest sticky memories is stuck with me permanently.
Girl, you got a big old laugh and bold legs and fine hair and all the shit that I want.
Sexy motherfucker,
I'm acting like you want it right now.
Let me even know
if we gon' fuck tonight. My dick is getting rough, oh my god. There's gonna be some fucking tonight.
Take your panties off
and pull them things off to the side.
Let me even know
if we gon' fuck tonight.
Perception.
I'm saying to talk about perception.
I mean, it's like, what's your perception of the world? Do you really think that you're free? But if you ain't got no passport, you can't go nowhere. I mean, are you really free? You know what I'm saying? It's all about your perception.
So you mean to tell me that a lot of people, they think they're free, but actually they're not?
Exactly. Actually, you still just on a bigger plantation. You ain't free.
Oh, what's the name of the plantation?
America.
Oh, well, you saying that if I try to leave the country right now, if I don't already have a passport, which is clearance, saying that I am eligible to leave the country.
That's like you got to get
permission.
Have
any. So when you get the passport, you're getting permission. And if they grant the passport, they're saying, we allow you to go out of the country.
Exactly.
Do you have to come back, though?
Exactly. But then another country could be like, we don't want you. So then you got to turn right back around.
Can you go over there and not come back?
Nah, you know you got to always renew, you know what I'm saying, your passport and shit like that. And you just on a mini-state visa, you just like an alien. So really, you ain't free.
So you mean to tell me if I decide to go over to the UK and fucking never come back, I can't just do that?
Nah, you have to, unless you have dual citizenship, you got to be a citizen to be legal.
So when I go to other planets, I need to have a visa to go to these other planets.
You probably gonna need a visa or something. You're gonna need a passport. You're gonna need, some documentation. You're gonna need some documentation just to get your ass on the mothership. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? See, my perception was I thought I was free. So now you're telling me I'm just a pretty slave.
You just a wench. That's it.
You know what, Bouncer? You didn't even have to take it there. I'm trying to figure out where the fuck a wench come in at when you trying to tell me that I'm, still in bondage. See, my perception was that I was free, and they made me say the Pledge of Allegiance, and they gave them the statue, and they made me think I was free, but basically that was just a perception that they wanted to give everybody else that understanding, but really and truly in black and white, we're not free.
Exactly. See?
Who
so
I need to take this up with? Because I'm fucking mad now.
You know what? I think you need to start a petition. Free Lady Libra ass. Just free it.
How about
free
your mind, bitch?
We're going to get a petition started. We need to take a poll. We need to do something. Call your congressman.
I got a poll. You just want me to work your poll with your nasty ass.
I doubt it.
Trapper Joe, I wouldn't fuck you with a stranger's pussy.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah.
That's your perception.
That's your perception.
You trying to make the world believe that you wouldn't. Don't stop lying to the world.
I just want people to understand and really, when you all are giving people, descriptions of what y'all, going to do, if the conversation is where you can elaborate on it, do me a favor. See what their perception is on what you're saying. Make sure they got the same understanding as you, because you're the one going to be making them mad and letting them down, because they're going to feel like you misled them or told them a lie. You know what I'm saying?
Well, sometimes it's hard to bring forth understanding. If somebody is
ignorant. That's all we do on here is enlighten and bring forth understanding. So I'm confused.
I know, but some people miss the boat, though. Some people miss the boat. I'm sorry.
Well, that's why you keep tuning in, because
eventually
your lesson is going to come. This is High Talk. This is High Talk University. You best to know if class is in session four times a week. If you tune in every day, steadfast and unmovable, you're going to learn what you need to learn. And you're going to go out there and face life with a different perception. Have different understanding
at
this shit.
They don't learn. They listen. They know to get their dose of 20. They know to, take their bust of free pills,
Like, I was listening to a conversation, a gentleman that I know, he does property relocation. And he told me that a particular gentleman was moving his stuff. And he thought it was hilarious because, he said that the gentleman grabbed all his belongings, put it on a trailer, and pull the trailer off with a bike. And basically, if he could pull the trailer off with the bike, that let me know that he really didn't have nothing.
It's all about perception. He might just be trying to save money, save gas. Perception. Some people might think he ain't got nothing, but he might just been trying to save gas. Gas higher than a motherfucker, but it's all about perception. Some people, they think it's all right. You know what I mean? It's all about perception.
You know, okay. Now, another thing, ladies. I know that a lot of situations that y'all get y'allself into be a matter of perception. Y'all be kicking it with these gentlemen or whatever it is that y'all got going on with them. And, you know, the perception is he a baller. He don't own shit, no way, he just got a car. I'm going to need y'all to, you know, y'all perception is real basic. Some of the choices y'all be making be on basic, you know, perception, okay? Because
basic.
I can't see for the life of me, because you think a nigga ball and he already got 8 children, that your ninth gonna mean something. Don't you realize by the time the nigga died, by the time what he had kicked his first, it still ain't shit left?
Hey, but he was balling. It's all about perception. If you ain't got shit, then to you, a motherfucker might be balling because he got a car. If you ain't got nothing, you be like, damn. That's like if a bitch ain't got no ass, and then she see your ass, then she be like, damn. You know? So it's all about perception. You know what I mean? Everything ain't beautiful. Everything ain't beautiful to everybody.
Oh, in. You got my pictures on the wall in your room, and girls be complaining, you keep me booming. But girls like that wanna listen to Pat Boone. You's a college girl, but that don't stop you from doing. Come and see the dog in the hood near you when you don't ask why I roll with a crew when twist up my fingers and wear dark blue when on the east side, that's the crew I choose. Nothing I do is new to you. I smack up the world if they rude to you. Cause baby girl, you're so beautiful.
I guess I shouldn't say sick. I just say a little altered right now.
Yeah. Single bitches don't get sick. You know what I'm saying? We don't get sick. Yeah. We make
that
other
going to help out our x-ray vision.
Don't make me laugh right now.
Hey, we catching a little echo.
Oh,
you
got a computer on in the background.
Oh.
I don't have anything on. It's all
the time. What y'all got going on tonight?
You know,
we just giving the world, enlightening them on this terminology perception because I've been getting a lot of reports from Basic Land. The people, a lot of people are upset with certain people because their perception was that, you know, or something on another level, and they couldn't just necessarily just be mad at the individual and say they were lying, because if their perception was something different, then they need to work on getting an understanding so that way other parties won't be upset when something doesn't go the way they anticipated it going. You know, if somebody tell you, you know, you could perform tonight, but they do some shit like, you know, when they give you the mic, they play a bit of your song. You know what I'm saying? That's, you know, you need to give the other person your understanding of what playing the song means. You know, they probably meant that, you know, grab the mic and rap along with the song, but you thought that you was going to be able to get up on the stage and do, you know what I'm saying? So people need to get their perceptions together because I'm tired of confusion and stuff among Basic Land.
Yeah, it's something going on with that echo. But it's going down, man. Hot Talk Radio. It's
I just know that I was told, I was basically speaking about a magazine situation that, you know,
yeah.
I heard that a lot of people have been upset with this individual. Well, I think that they didn't quite understand his perception of what he was telling you he was going to do. So I need you all to make sure when people are telling you that they're going to do something, that you get a clearance and you understand from, you know, make sure both of y'all got a two-way understanding on what it is that they're saying. So that way, when whatever the situation arises, you won't be shocked and saying that this person lied to you or they misled you or they took your money. You know what I'm saying? So I'm getting a lot of reports of all this stuff, and I need y'all to make sure that y'all are communicating. You know what I'm saying? Because communication is the key. Because if I got a perception and they got a perception, but nobody's, you know, exchanging ideas on these perceptions, then everybody got their own way of thinking, so there's no problems being solved. And y'all
exactly.
keep writing in to me, sending me all these emails and complaining about certain individuals, and individuals are calling themselves, you know, basically trying to tell me that, they, you know, it's not true. And so I had to, you know, do my own investigation on it to see exactly what they were saying. And so when I did my investigation on it, I realized that it's a matter of perception. It's a matter of perception.
That's it.
So once I realized that it was a matter of perception, my duty was to come and enlighten the world so they could stop being upset with people about stuff when they didn't quite understand what was being said or didn't understand their view on it. You know?
Exactly.
And in some cases, you can give your input and maybe that person, you know, make they let that person know what you're thinking is going to go down. You see what I'm saying? So that way won't anybody be confused.
That's the best way to do it.
Because John thought that because he had came, you know, and started doing what he did for High Tide Radio, that meant he could have me. But that was his perception, see? And I had to let him know, no, you won't be getting on this precious pussy. You don't deserve it.
Anyway, that was your perception. Only you could perceive something like that.
What?
Not true. I mean, that's like, you know, somebody, you know, putting out a perception like, yeah, man, it's that gas, and it's really just it's unleaded. It's not, no
octane. Like, Diana thinks that being in the cut smoking is being a hoe. That's her perception. To call for a message. Oh, she here? I didn't know she was at work. Hey, Donna.
She's still alive.
What's in that face?
Your perception of being a host is smoking a damn blunt the whole show. That's your perception. But see, now that I know that's your perception, I don't even get offended no more.
I ain't getting my hope by smoking a blunt. That's just being a smoker. That's smoke the paper. Not a hoe. How you a hoe smoking a blunt? Just a smoke.
You said hoe.
You said
hoe.
Oh, you said hoe. See what I think?
She said, oh, that's how you be a hoe. Like, first you think I ain't no hoe, what the hell you talking about? Hell nah. See, that was her perception.
Up on the block.
Exactly. Her perception of the word host is hoe. I mean, that's just a perception.
See what I'm saying? Right, see? And then she the guy off the show tonight mad at my pussy. Because her perception was that I was saying something else. Shut up, dog.
Hey, man, you know what?
Hey,
you
know what? They motherfuckers standing up, and that's not my perception. They really are. They coming out. They bring them bitches out. We bring them bitches out.
Bringing them out.
I told my bitches, tell my they flying in. Come on, come and call seed. I'm telling you, it's getting real scary.
Real scared. In a good way.
Yeah, because we finna clean this basic shit up, baby. They
get it up out of here.
Ready so we can go clean up.
All the people in basic land, watch out. It's about over. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all, rain. Y'all ain't got no rain, but, you know, we finna transition y'all over.
Exactly.
We want y'all to be super beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable. That's our perception of the word, bitch. So we want y'all to unleash the bitch in y'all. Can you do that?
That's the best thing to do. Unleash the bitch in you. We want to see.
Are you whispering? Somebody wants you to say it.
We want you to see it. We want you to unleash that bitch in you.
We
want
to be around some basic bitches right now. And oh, yeah, that basic bitch that made that phone call this morning. You can't check shit that don't belong to you. Belong to you. Shout out to what I'm drinking. Shout out to what I'm smoking. Don't make me go on the anointing with your cut missing ass. You can't check shit that don't belong to you. So don't worry about what's going on Heart Talk Radio. This ain't what you want.
This ain't what you want. It's a bad little bitch. My hood.
DJ
Rose. You got to ride it. And when she got on this dick, I started clapping. I told it low, she ride dick so good. I finna go get that hoe a purple rib. Got a bad little bitch that I met in my hood, and I brag on this bitch every chance I could. I sit on that dick, I she grind on that wood. Ain't never seen a bitch ride dick this good. Ride dick so good, she ride dick so good. Never seen a bitch ride dick this good. Yeah, bad little bitch that I met in my hood, and ain't never seen a bitch ride dick this good. She like to turn on them lights when she ride that dick. Then she get on that dick and go to hitting that bitch. Put a hand in your chest while she riding that shit, and then put them on her waist and go to popping that shit. I got my hands on her ass, and I'm stabbing that bitch. When they hitting up in the deep, now she grabbing that dick. She got right on her toe, now she handling that dick. Now she riding that dick like she's palling that dick. I told her keep on going, dismantle that dick. Went to slapping that ass, now she rubbing that click. I asked her what's my name, went to hollering that shit. I got my hands on her waist, now I'm all in that shit.
Got a bad little bitch that I met in my hood, and I brag on this bitch every chance I could. I sit on that dick, I had to grind on that wood. Ain't never seen a bitch ride dick this good. Ride dick so good, she ride dick so good. Never seen a bitch ride dick this good. Yeah, bad little bitch that I met in my hood, and ain't never seen a bitch ride dick this good.
She turned backwards on the dick, now she working them guts. And she throwing that pussy while she playing with them nuts. Now she beating that dick, I think she getting that nut. Now she backed on off, and she slowed it on up. Put a chest in the bed, now she speeding on up. Got her ass cheeks spread, now I'm killing that butt. Pussy got so wet, I can hear them guts. Love to see that pipe keep going to them guts. She talking that shit, and I'm hitting the button. And all she keep yelling, it keep on cutting. Keep on cutting, keep on cutting. I'm on VSOP, I'm hollering, keep on fucking. Keep on fucking, keep on fucking. All I'm yelling is keep on fucking. Keep on fucking, keep on fucking. I'm on VSOP, I'm hollering, keep on fucking.
Got a bad little bitch that I met in my hood, and I brag on this bitch every chance I could. I sit on that dick, I actually grind on that wood. Ain't never seen a bitch ride dick this good. Ride dick so good, ride dick so good. Never seen a bitch ride dick.
test drive. Put your seatbelt on, get on that dick and just ride. Get right on that dick, talk to it, just glide. Keep your dick in, though, lean on me when you're tired. If I ever told you this pussy wasn't good, I lied. If your dick came out of this pussy, I'd cry. You ride that dick, I can feel them sides. Sit right on that head and slide down so nice. On a car point at it, goddamn it, I buy. You deserve that shit, the kind of dick you ride. Keep riding that dick, keep looking in my eyes. You ride dick the best, I marry you now.
Got a bad little bitch that I met in my hood, and I brag on this bitch every chance I could. I sit on that dick, I actually grind on that wood. Ain't never seen a bitch ride dick this good. Ride dick so good, you ride dick so good. Never seen a bitch ride dick this good. Get a bad little bitch that I met in my hood, and ain't never seen a bitch ride dick this good.
Georgia 30236. 9504 Tara Boulevard, Jonesboro, Georgia 30236. Or you can call them at 770-477-7498.
Remember, Lady Lever say you better fix your car, you're gonna get rolled up. Talk radio.
It's your girl, Lady Libra.
DJ Trouble John.
Fire the Energizer Bunny.
This word G.
The number spot light.
Give it sweet.
Diamond.
Big Bang. Talk radio.
What's up, world? It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming for you motherfucking speakers. Oh, no, sir, it won't. Lady Libra, hell.
And that's pronounced that Lady Libra, hell.
Hey. You know what I'm saying? And it's going down, y'all.
August the 2nd, August the 16th, and August the 30th.
What's going on,
Trapper
John?
Yeah, I checked it, man. Check it. It's going down. The first annual Hot Talk Radio.
Celebrate the many accomplishments of 2012. Make sure y'all come turn up.
Celebration series.
And legends.
Oh, legends.
Sports Bar and Grill. 5851 Buffalo Road. Junior City Joe 30349. Doors open at 8. Don't be late.
Super beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable women of the world. Because it's going down in a major way. Yeah.
Check it, man. Check it.
You know I've been famous since the book of Boo's
down. Hot Talk Radio.
Well, don't think that, you know, that's not a matter of perception. It is going down.
It is going down in a major way.
And if Hot Talk Radio has ever supported your ass, and whether it was in your therapy, in your vocabulary, or your motherfucking selling, I ain't just talking to the artist. You need to come out and meet these people that's enlightening you on this shit. You know what I'm saying? And I also want to say, those two songs that you were playing, they really were a matter of perception. Bad as a bitch, you never seen a bitch ride dick this good. So the next nigga, the bitch might can't ride dick. Matter of perception.
Yeah, matter of perception.
But
you
ain't never had shit. And that's not a bad thing. Everybody got their own plight in life, you know what I'm saying? Everybody got their own goals, their own levels that they're going to reach, their own interests. So I want y'all to, from now on, the motherfucker don't want shit in life, stop getting your panties in a bunch about it. You know what I'm saying?
I'm bunching
panties.
There's
all kinds of people to make the world. If everybody has the same goals, we would have no diversity.
Exactly.
So
I'm bunching panties.
Kinds, all kinds of people in this world to make a balance out. Go ahead, Trapper John.
I'll just let the world unbunch their panties. You know, get your cheese out your ass.
You know what? You know what? My perception of you is that you use a sideline for you.
I'm a what? A sideline freak.
Sideline freak.
What's a sideline freak?
You. That's my perception of you.
Alright. Okay. I'm a sideline freak, girl. I mean, okay. That's cool. I don't know what that means. But at least I'm on the sideline. At least I ain't, like, on the field freaking. Okay. I'll do that. That's okay. I'll be that.
You know, so I want to thank you for all the new listeners that are tuning in. You know, each night has a different attitude. You can't expect what you get on Tuesday on Thursday. You damn sure can't expect what you get on Wednesday on Thursday. Don't compare Sunday to Thursday. Each night we have an exclusive personality that we give off. Now, that probably didn't make sense, but I don't give a fuck. Can't you hear my voice? It's weak. I've been talking to y'all asses all week. We go above and beyond. That's not a matter of...
You gonna respect this precious pussy. You gonna respect this pussy.
See, we can prove. See, when you got facts, they're kind of like, you know, take away from perception so much, because facts are facts. And if you put what we do up against, you know, the next person, the facts are we talk a lot of motherfucking shit. We enlighten y'all on a lot of damn knowledge. We bring this shit. So when Thursday comes, I know damn well shit. It's time for us to give you your therapy. Bring it down, you know, give you an opportunity to digest what you have learned all week.
I hope that your weekend will be better. Your life will be better. Give it time to marinate. You know what I'm saying, ladies? This is not a matter of perception. Take care of your man. Men, take care of your women. Because if that's far, what you won't do, another man will do three times better. And just know that, you know, you might not think she hitting on something, but somebody else might the world of her. You might not understand her, not want to support her, and think everything that she think of is extra. She's too much. And there's motherfuckers look at it as a challenge and a way to move it to the next level and embrace what she got going on. I need y'all men to start supporting you women. Women are usually supportive, but I know there's some basic bitches out there be cutting up. And that's what my job is, to eradicate this basic shit. Y'all men, if you got a basic bitch, it's okay. It's okay. Just bring her on to the super bitch classes and the super bitch workshop, and we're going to polish her on up for you. You know what I'm saying? It's okay. You know what? We don't even identify you as basic. Because once you have realized that you want to be super beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable, there's nothing else to be said. You don't have to have no excuse on why you was basic so long. We're not concerned with that. Just come on. You want to email us? You can email us at hottalkradio@gmail.com. You can follow us at hottalk2010. You can send emails to htrsuperbemail@gmail.com. That's htrsuperbemail@gmail.com. Come on. This is the way, the truth, and the light. And the next time somebody calls you a bitch, because they are, they are. That's what they do. Females do it, males do it, calf and, you know, hey, tell them to put super in front of it and demand, they say it again with the acronym and don't forget to thank them. Shout out to the superness. Trevor John is in training. Oh, did I say that loud?
I ain't saying that. I'm in training. I'm listening. That's your perception. Okay. All right.
That's my perception.
That's okay. Your perception. That's okay. It's okay. I'm going
to
train
so
your
y'all know
ass
what the final said on Wednesday. I'm getting the hood. DJ Trevor John. I'm from my house. I mean, last night, 4 interviews. Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
If y'all wondering what happened, after 4 interviews, shit, and then having to work a full day, it's time to just tone it down and give y'all therapy. You know how you go to your therapist and you lay on the couch and relax and they talk to you? Same concept. This ain't the party floor. This ain't the disco room. This is the therapy couch. Lay down. Get you some
massage
wine.
Massage on. Massage your mind.
You know what I'm saying? Smoke you a blunt. That's all Diamond will do.
Yeah, I mean,
on that note, Diamond.
Fired up.
See what I'm saying? But you know what, well, once you know how a person is, they can't offend you no more. Let the ghetto super bitch be who the hell she is. That's what she do. See, let me explain something to y'all so y'all can really understand what's going on. Okay. You know, every sitcom, because Hot Talk Radio is a sitcom, it's a movie, it's a stage show, it's everything. But every show that's successful has the misfit in it. And that's our Diamond. I just want y'all to understand what her role is. Then you got those characters that talk to and hang out kind of regular. Diamond is like, okay, if this was compared to Martin, Diamond would be Cole.
What?
You know,
He didn't know nothing but this girl, and she don't know nothing but a blunt. I mean, same thing.
Is it?
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
That's fucked up. Yeah. Okay. Okay, Cole.
That's a good thing, though, because Cole was on every show, so it don't even matter. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, he was on every show. Like, this is some people tune in just to hear, just to see Cole not go to work. That's good. Yeah.
No, that was Tommy that had no job.
Okay.
Diamond is cold.
Yeah.
She down every set, but she don't really add much to it. You see what I'm saying?
Decoration and shit.
Okay.
It's decoration.
You know, her ass is decoration. You know, it's niggas tune in to hear about her ass.
You know what I'm saying?
No,
it's niggas that tune in just to hear her cough. So they know she got a big ass. And that's not for y'all to get caught up in because two bitches come in all shapes, sizes, clothes, shades, and every damn thing. And beauty is not surface. I try to get y'all to understand that. Two bitch movement is not about a look. It's not about a, you know, about how much you got in life. It's a state of mind. Get your mind right. Renew your mind. The super bitch mentality is ain't shit I can't do. I don't know nothing about the word can't. Ain't no such word. You know what I'm saying? It's a state of mind. Diamond is anything. Just talk. Yeah, that way it'll match.
Nah, I ain't got nothing to say.
You already knew that shit. Why
are
you even fucking with Diamond?
Because that's what you do to Cole. I mean, that's what they did to Cole. They was always fucking with him. You know what I'm saying? That's what made his character relevant. You know what I'm saying? We're going to make Diamond's character so relevant that when she come in, everybody just go put it in the house. You know what I'm saying?
They
that's
know
my job.
Bring us up.
I make everybody significant. I make everybody matter. Ain't nobody going to be no non-factor around me. If you a non-factor, I need you to hang up unless you're trying to turn over a new leaf. They got Buster Free pills and all kinds of classes and shit and seminars to change you over and get your mind right.
That's
but
right.
I just want to let y'all know, for the record, we will not be giving you any details on what's going on next month because it's been some naughty people out here. They have been, their perception has not been what they, you know, what the public was anticipating. So right now, a lot of people have lost, what's the word for it? I ain't gonna say faith, but they have wavering minds at this time because they don't know who to trust and who to believe. Ooh, but that was like a hidden, it's hidden. I know y'all want to know. But anyway, so on that note, so that there won't be any misrepresentation, because I do want to tell you one thing, that there is a such thing as life and a such thing as shit happens. So when you might have the perception that something was going to happen and it didn't, sometimes it'd be just, you know, fate. Shit just happened. It wasn't somebody trying to take advantage of you or want to scam. But there's always room for error. So if I tell you that Blase going to be there, and Blase dies, you still going to be let down. You know what I'm saying? So on that note, just know I'm going to be there. No Diamond going to be there.
That's going to be one day you're going to be there.
Gonna be there. The motherfuckers who've been pushing you and doing shit to help you get your shit out there. Worry about them. Support those that support you. Don't worry about who gonna be in the building and all that kind of shit. I'm gonna tell you something. That's not their position to push your ass. So you need to be worrying about the motherfucker that's pushing you and not worrying about who gonna be in the building, who all gonna be there, who coming. Come free.
That's all we can tell you.
Because somebody can be anticipating their life to be there. And in Papa John's case, fucking sitting on the plane, stuck, and ain't shit he can do. But he in route, shit happens. So don't get caught up in want to know who going to be there. Just know we going to fucking be there. We the one be pushing your ass across the fucking world for our platform. Support those that support you.
That's right. So y'all come on out. Now, my ladies, y'all ain't even got to bring, you know, nothing special. You don't even need no panties on.
So, yo,
naked.
Get like me. Going down, man. Get on the telephone. Television. Tell a nigga. DJ Rowan, DJ Trapper John. Got the streets on fire. You already know.
East side. West side. South side,
yo, DJ,
north side, whatever side you from,
your
put it
DJ
up in the air, rep where you from,
begun.
Let's go! DJ Trap was
the
mastermind.
I'm a
DJ Rowe.
Girl, I know you ready,
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 ready for this rodeo.
I can feel
you breathing heavy,
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 heavy.
Hate to say I told you so, 'cause you already know it's going down. Your body on fire, let me hold you down. And when I press record, you're down on all fours, begging for some more. Feeling like, ooh, ooh, girl, your pussy like, ooh, ooh, make a nigga wanna sing to you, the way that motherfucker hang on you, I might even put some change on you, educated, got some brains on you, so you can go and drop it low, whipping out the camera phone, zooming in the camera toe, girl, we can take it slow. Pussy sweeter than the cantaloupe. Soon as I press record, lay your ass on the floor. We gon' fuck a million more movies. We gon' go live. Everyone and replay and watch it all the time. We gon' get it on. 'Cause we fucking on the video phone.
We gon' get it on. We gon' get it on. We gon' get it on.
'Cause we fucking on a video phone.
We gon' get it on. We gon' get it on. We gon' get it on.
'Cause we fucking on a video phone. I be the director. You can be my actress. We can do some freaky shit. Slipping on a mattress. Once I holla action. TMZ all access. We can do some role play.
DJ
Rowe. And girl, you can call your friend. Rick Red Bull. Girl, I give you that feeling, and have you sing as do we rock up in the building.
DJ Rowe.
DJ Rowe.
Salute.
DJ Rowe.
DJ.
Trouble John.
Fire the Energizer Bunny.
This Swerve G.
The number top notch.
Give it sweet.
Diamond.
Big Bang. Talk radio.
What's up, what's up, what's up, world? It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming for you motherfucking speakers. Oh, nothing at all. Lady Libra, hell.
And that's for now. That Lady Libra,
hell. You know what I'm saying? And it's going down, y'all.
Out of the 2nd, out of the 16th, and out of the 30th.
Hello,
we're going to
do
Trapper
John.
Yeah, I check it, man, check it. It's going down, the first annual Hot Talk Radio.
Celebrate the many accomplishments of 2012. Make sure y'all come turn up.
Celebration series.
And legends.
Oh, legends.
Bow.
This is Sports Bar and Grill, 5851 Buster Road, Junior City, Georgia, 30349. Doors open at 8, don't be late. Because
super beautiful, beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable women of the world. Because it's going down in a major way. Yeah.
Check it, man. Check it.
You know I've been famous since the book of Who's
Down. Hot Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.